the point of my previous lecture is because it may be difficult for you to understand this sutta. So I wanted to clarify about the how this who is supposed to tell this sutta. And usually all the sutta looks like told by Buddha himself, and especially historical Buddha. But our Buddhist sutra is not actually so. So if think when you read some sutra, if you think this sutra was told by Buddha himself, then it is difficult. You will be confused, because actually in the sutra there are many elements which is not Buddha, which is not Buddha's time exist. At Buddha's time there was no such elements, but after when the sutra was compiled, at that time the sutra involved in various thought. So without, and Buddhist thought itself developed from Buddha's time to understanding of direct disciples of Buddha to several generations after Buddha. So you will be very much confused in when you read sutra. So and actually this sutra was told by so-called Mahayana Buddhist. Several hundred years after Buddha passed away. And Buddhism itself developed from Sravakas to the Mahayana. And this development is very we say if I say Buddhism developed from Sravakas Sravakas through the Mahayana, then you may think Buddhism developed or changed. But in reality, it is not changed or developed. But Buddhism, Buddhists came to the original source, tried to resume original way, original understanding of Buddhism. In this way, a Buddhist for many thousands of years have been trying to resume to Buddha stage. But this effort looks like Buddhism changed from original one to some some different teaching, but it is not so. Do you understand what I am saying? It is rather difficult for my language ability to explain this part. You know, Buddha, you know, this is Buddhism. You know, started from Buddha's disciple and Mahayana Buddhist. And this sutra was told by someone who was here, Mahayana. But sutra was described, is described as if this sutra was told by someone who is here, you know. Historical Buddha, looks like historical Buddha told this sutra. But actually, he did not tell the story, sutra. But someone who is here told the story. And Buddhism itself, you know, developed from here to here. Or developed from here to here. So, you may say, Buddhism, this sutra, is not, which is told in this sutra as Buddhism, is not Buddha's teaching. Some teaching which developed from Buddha's teaching. So, if you are attached to Buddha's original teaching, you may be disappointed. You see? But what I want to say is, there is no need for you to be disappointed. because what they have been trying was to reserve what they have been trying to find out what was the fundamental of Buddhism. So, this is not fundamental Buddhism. This is not, this was not, this was not. And finally, they thought, this is Buddha's original purpose of telling, teaching. When they reach this kind of understanding, someone told this story in such a conviction, with such conviction, in such a great scale. That is, you know, why this sutra is called the king of the old sutra. Do you understand? And nowadays we have various sects in China or in Japan, but why so many founders of school, various school, make that kind of effort is only to understand who was Buddha. When he found Buddha was such and such person, he became a founder of some school. So all the effort we have been doing is to know what is, who is Buddha, and what was his purpose of telling, teaching. Do you understand this point? So, for a Buddhist, Buddha is not only historical Buddha, he is not just a historical person. He is truth itself. And we think he should be truth itself. But historical Buddha cannot be perfect. But the background of the historical Buddha should be truth. So if so, truth itself should be real Buddha for us. Then what is truth? How should we understand the truth, or how should we accept truth in this situation of the age or world? That is why we have various schools. Do you understand? In this way, you know, with this kind of idea, this sutra was taught. So it is necessary for me to tell you about the history from original fundamental Buddhism to Mahayana Buddhism. And if I say Mahayana, there's Hinayana schools. But Hinayana, name of Hinayana is opposite to the Mahayana. And when the Mahayana Buddhists established or reached Buddha's original understanding of original teaching, he discriminatory called all the teaching before, you know, Mahayana arrives, Mahayana Buddhism arrives, called Hinayana. But when real Mahayana school established, there was no Hinayana school. And there is, according to Tendai school, which was started by Tendai Chigai in China, there is two kinds of Mahayana. One is the last stage of the development of the Buddhism, the last stage here. This is Mahayana. And Fu is, which is very much different from so-called Hinayana or Sravakas. Pratyeka has no teaching because he is, you know, there are the people who has no teacher and who studied by himself. So, if there's 10 Pratyeka Buddhist teaching, it should be 10, you know. So it means that there is no school for Pratyeka Buddhists. They have no way to teach their teaching. They have no written material for their disciples. The trees we see, flowers we see, or stars and the moon, or mountain and rivers are teaching. There's no written teaching for Pratyeka Buddhist. So, no Pratyekayana. But only for Sravakas, we have teaching. So, Mahayana teachers who reached this point discriminated or criticized Sravakas by name of Hinayana. This is, according to Tendai, this is not real Mahayana or real teaching. Real teaching is the teaching which could include, you know, Sravakas, Pratyeka, and so called it. One vehicle or a great vehicle teaching. That is true teaching. So the teaching, the Buddhists who will discriminate Mahayana or Hinayana is not true Mahayana. True Mahayana. For true Mahayana Buddhists, there's no Sravakas or Pratyeka or great one vehicle. And one is called true vehicle, and the other is one is special, special. Special teaching is not good enough. And perfect teaching, it should be perfect teaching. So the Tendai, according to the Tendai's analogy, there is perfect teaching and special teaching. And the three and the other teaching, which is Pratyeka and Sravakas. This is more proper understanding of Buddha's teaching. In this way, more and more our understanding of Buddha's teaching improved. How should we improve Buddha's teaching as a perfect teaching? And how should we accept Buddha's teaching as a perfect Buddhist teaching is the effort we have been making. So Buddhism should change, should not be completed, one after another. We must have a new teacher, and we must improve our teaching. And from the immature one to the mature understanding of the teaching. In this way, with this idea, we should study this sutta. Did you understand what I'm trying to say? And today, I want you to present some questions if you have.